today on Rockin' the Suburbs.
Hey, Jim, you ready to record this episode?
Yeah, just 1 minute, Patrick. I need to finish this article I'm reading.
Oh, what's it about?
The effects of punk rock on socioeconomic trends in the greater New York City area in the early 1980s.
Sounds like trash to me.
Okay, we're midway through another perfect pop week. Feeling pretty good about things.
Yeah, everything's good so far.
Yep. And let's just get right to it here. So it's Rockin' the Suburbs. I'm Jim Linehan.
I am Patrick Foster.
And you have another perfect pop selection today, right, Patrick?
I do, Jim. And I'll tell you this, folks. I have played in a rock band, kind of an indie rock punk band for many years, and we have been isolated because of the pandemic. We tried to do our best with recordings and all that, but we just started playing together again. And I live about 4 miles, Jim, from where we practice, right? You're familiar with the suburbs of Washington, D.C., so I got in the habit of walking over there, right? On Friday nights, good. Walk over there, burn some carbs, have a couple beers, play some music. It's a good night. Now, I hadn't done that in a while. And we recently played, Jim. And, when you're taking a long walk, as some of us do, do you ever walk, Jim? Do you ever just walk around the neighborhood, pulling a Australian Shepherd or anything like that?
Yeah, walks are a thing that happens, but usually, I get quite a workout on the walks I take, right?
Because
I'm also trying to, handle that beast. So anyway.
Now, will you listen to music or anything while you're walking shadow?
No, not while walking shadow.
Okay. Well, I was taking a walk recently, like I said, over to Wingtip Slope practice, and that was a practice where we had to listen to our own music and try to relearn our own songs, which is really embarrassing. But I put on a playlist I made on Spotify, right? I was like, I'll put this playlist on. I think it's really long, right? It'll get me there. But it ran out. And then Spotify, because I'm walking, I'm all juiced up, I'm already halfway there, Spotify started recommending songs, right?
Okay.
After my playlist ended. And the second song that came on was great. And then I started playing this little game with myself, you know what that song is. You love that song. Let's see if Spotify plays the song you recognize next. So it became like this little trivia game, right? Because Spotify will keep playing it, right? They'll just keep recommending songs, won't they? And until you, pass out or power goes off or maybe just forever.
Yes.
So the machines just have keep taken, playing. That's right.
Yeah, the machines have taken over, right?
Right. Yeah. So I started playing this little game with myself hey, all right, let me see how many I can name or until I arrive at Andy's house. And I got to say, I'm pretty proud. It was 5 songs. I got them all before I got to Andy's. But, Jim, the one that was playing right before I got there just blew me away. Not only because I knew it instantly, but I was like, okay, this song, man, is so amazing. And it's so simplistic and so absolutely incredible. It could be a new wave song, could be a punk song, could be a post-punk song, could be a post-rock song. So let's hear a little bit of this tune, then we'll talk.
Don't try to take my night away. And please
beautiful stuff, right,
Jim? Bring
it on. Yeah, just brings the 60s, 70s, and 80s all together, and the 50s, too, in many ways. And yeah. I was just like, wait, why did the, you know, Spotify just pick this amazing, perfect song? And I just wanted to play it again, you know, over and over for like 20 minutes. So fantastic. Just everything about it, the way it speeds up, yep. The drums, the sound. I don't know. I just think it's perfect.
I totally agree. This is one of my favorite songs. And I actually, it's funny you mentioned the walking, because I have this on my main running playlist.
Oh,
this
cool.
This song, yeah, right? It's
perfect.
A great high energy sort
sense.
Of song.
It really is. Yeah, it keeps you turning. And man, you can't imagine the Replacements even existing without something like this. So.
And I love the way it... that trash chorus, I think it starts with the chorus, right? And then it picks up again. I like it's unconventional. Like it's not, I don't know how to describe it exactly. That with that weird sort of beat, that almost kind of like rolling little beat that it's got going on. And like you said, it does kind of evoke the 50s in a way, but it doesn't quite follow convention. Like, I don't know how to describe it exactly. It's a little, it's like weird enough that like you're like hooked by it, you know, right away. It's like, what is this? You know,
it's got that offbeat. And you could also say to yourself, like, is he saying trash? Is he saying crash? You know, is he saying something else at the beginning? You know, and pick it up. And that's so great. So it's really, I don't know, man. I was just, I thank Spotify for it. Of course, it was one of my, you know, songs I knew right away, but it just sort of reinforced how beautiful it is. So sometimes, folks, the machines can teach us. Wait a minute.
So great. And that New York Dolls album, 1973, is a stone cold classic album.
I mean,
it's so good.
Kiss would never exist, of course, without the New York Dolls. So.
It's really a fantastic record. So go get that. Get the whole thing. Listen to it over and over again.
All right. I mean, seriously, if you've never heard that record, like, in all, be honest with yourself, folks. Like, be honest. Maybe you've heard of them, but have you ever listened to it back to front? Like, kind of turned up? Go do that right now.
It's so good that you can't. For me, it was a revelation when I finally discovered it. I was like, wait, that was 1973 when that came out, right? Because it sounds, you know, a few years ahead of its time when you think of the New York CBGB punk scene and all that stuff, right? It's like, no, they were already doing it, you know?
Yeah, the weirdos were dressing up in high heels and makeup like for a while in New York.
Yeah. Exactly. It's amazing. Okay. All right. Great pick. So let's see. I'm going to make a pick tomorrow. All right?
Yeah. Perfect.
All right. All right. Let's get out of here then.
All right. Cool.
Rock in the Suburbs. I'm Jim Linehan.
I'm Patrick Foster.
We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Kiss would never exist, of course.